just below the surface of your reactions and behavior. From GarySmalley.com. Question. I am engaged to be married in 2 months, and the devil has attacked my relationship with words, resentment, and division. I know I love this man, who is a strong Christian, but how do we stop all this bickering? I cannot believe the things we've spoken to each other these last few days. Please help. Answer. Let me answer your question with a question. Is the devil attacking your relationship with words, resentment, and division, or are you and your spouse attacking each other? James chapter 4, verse 1 pinpoints the source of conflict. What is causing the quarrels and fights among you? Isn't it the whole army of evil desires at war within you? We all have the same choice to make, a choice that will largely determine whether we enjoy deep, satisfying relationships or deal with fragile, disappointing ones. I can't stress enough how crucial it is that both you and your fiancé take personal responsibility for your actions and emotions. Chapter 4. Own. Taking Responsibility. When I, Gary, was a kid, a friend and I were running around in the woods behind the Smalley home. We weren't paying attention to where we were going and ran right into the middle of a rattlesnake den. We froze when we heard the symphony of rattles. I remember being paralyzed by fear, but my friend managed to grab a nearby branch and move one of the rattlers out of the way. I grabbed a branch and followed suit. As soon as we cleared a path, we ran away as hard and as fast as we could. I've never forgotten that terrifying day. I still wonder how we could have gotten into a rattlesnake den at all. I have no idea. But the real wonder was our getting out. Everyone steps into a rattlesnake den of anger from time to time. You may be running hard and fast in life, and then suddenly you look around and see deadly venom all around you. You're not sure how you got there, but that's not the most important question. The crucial problem is getting out. Walking toward a snake den. Gary has served as my mentor for the past 7 years, and I, Ted, heed his advice and counsel in every area of my life. I can honestly say there is not an issue of theology, ministry, leadership, or family that I have fought him over.